You're listening to a program of intimacy, beauty, reverence, excitement on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Next, we come to the reverence part of the program. Introitus belongs among a large number of works by Sophia Gubaidulina that contain strongly religious references. To Gubaidulina, religion is the most important thing in a human being's life. She views religion as a reunification, a reconciliation of opposites, as the legato in our hectic lives that seem to be governed by the staccato. The title of the piece we'll be listening to, the Piano Concerto Introitus, comes from the Latin word entry and refers to the introductory chant of the Mass in the Roman Catholic liturgy. The piece expresses a gradual entering into a profoundly spiritual religious meditation. Sophia Gubaidulina was born in Cristopol in the Tartar Republic in 1931. She studied piano and composition and graduated from the Kazan Conservatory in 1954. Until 1992, she lived in Moscow. Since then, she has made her primary residence in Germany, outside Hamburg. In addition to her deep-rooted belief in the mystical properties of music, Gubaidulina's compositional interests include improvisation with rare Russian, Caucasian, and Asian folk and ritual instruments. As with other Soviet composers of the post-Stalin generation, she was also able to rapidly absorb contemporary musical techniques evolved by the European and American avant-garde. She has said that Dmitri Shostakovich and Anton Webern have had the greatest influences on her work. Her uncompromising dedication to a singular vision did not endear her to the Soviet musical establishment, but her music was championed in Russia by a number of devoted performers. The determined advocacy of Gidon Kremer, to whom she dedicated her violin concerto, helped bring her to international attention in the early 1980s. She is the author of symphonic and choral works, two cello concerti, a viola concerto, four string quartets, a string trio, works for percussion ensemble, and many works for non-standard instruments and distinctive combinations of instruments. Since 1985, when she was first allowed to travel to the West, Gubaidulina's stature in the world of contemporary music has skyrocketed. One of her recent symphonic projects was jointly commissioned by the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. There are lengthy and fascinating program notes for the work we're about to hear, but if I read them to you, there would be no time for the music. Here are a few important things to keep in mind. This is not your typical piano concerto in which there is a brilliant and virtuoso contest between the soloist and the orchestra. Instead, human suffering and spiritual endeavor are confronted. Played without pause, there are three main sections. There are also three tonal layers, winds, strings, and piano, each with a different character. The composer confers a symbolic meaning onto specific musical techniques. For example, plucking the strings represents something symbolically. Playing legato or smoothly represents something else. The central note of the work is F sharp, and you will hear that this tone keeps coming into prominence. One type of scale the composer employs represents the primordial state of man, unaware of himself, still resting within himself. Another scale, the chromatic, represents the stage man attains once he becomes aware of himself, in which he feels insecure and deserted, experiences grief, and longs for comfort or for God. Another scale represents reconciliation and purification, while the pentatonic or five-note scale assigned to the piano represents the ascetic, spiritual state which man achieves once he has freed himself from an earthly and egocentric thinking. There's a slow-motion quality to this piece, so just sit back and enjoy. Beatrice Rauchs is the pianist, with the Kiev Chamber Players conducted by Vladimir Kozukar.